Good evening, everyone. Thank you for listening to Lakeshore Public Radio. Here on the dial at 89.1 FM and streaming worldwide wherever you go at lakeshorepublicradio.org. I'm Tom Lounges, and this is Midwest Beat, a program all about music and the people who make it. Tonight, I'm going to be welcoming in a very dear friend of mine, an old friend, Jim Peterick of Ides of March. You see, they've taken an old Ides song, just a few years old, and they've retooled it so that it's a salute to the frontline workers, the superheroes, who are keeping us safe during the COVID-19 crisis. We're going to play that song and other songs from the 55th anniversary album by the Ides of March as we welcome Jim Peterick to the program. Jim will be joining us in just a bit. Stay with us on Lakeshore. Good evening, everyone. I hope you're keeping dry out there. It's a little bit soggy on the way in, but it's okay, because we're going to blow away the clouds with some great music tonight. You're listening to 89.1 FM Lakeshore Public Radio, part of the NPR network, and I just want to thank you for being here and always supporting public radio. I'm Tom Lounges, and this program is Midwest Beat. It's all about music and the people who make it. Well, tonight, I'm bringing an old friend back, Jim Peterick, Grammy Award-winning songwriter, singer, keyboardist, guitarist. The guy's done it all, got it all, and he'll be joining us once again. Now, one of the cool things about this show is that Jim pops in into the studio here a couple times a year on average and always graces us with some great songs and stories. And, well, tonight, we're going to be doing that by phone. A little long distance, a little social distancing, if you will. Jim has some new stuff to talk about, of course. The end of 2019, Ides of March released their 55th anniversary album. Believe it or not, 55 years with the same guys that started out in high school in Berwyn. Yeah, back in the 1960s. I believe it was around 63. Anyway, the album's called Play On. It's got some celebrity guests on it, and we're going to get to a couple of songs from that. In fact, we're going to do one in just a few moments. But the reason we're here, the reason this day was perfect to have Jim on, is that the Ides recently added a lyrical video that is a tribute, a salute to the first responders, to the medical workers, the police, the firefighters, and all those that are in essential businesses that are keeping life as normal as possible in an unnormal situation. And we're going to have Jim talk about the creation of that, why they decided to resurrect the song Spirit of Chicago, a 1993 hit for them locally here, and reissue it with this brand new video and some celebrity guests. So we're going to get to that in a little bit. But right now, let's start things off as we get ready for Jim to call in with a song off the 55th anniversary album, aptly titled Play On. This is going out to all my friends that are listening tonight, because right now, friendship is really what it's all about. So I want to give a shout out to Betsy, who's tuned in, and to my friend Glenn Reyna, and to all the different folks, Paul Brown, and the Scott May of the Ides, and all these great folks that I know are listening today, because music is what keeps us together. Music is the medicine for bad times, and nobody does music like the Ides of March. Here's Jim and the boys sitting in with a young lady that's also a good friend, Mindy Hebert. And this one's called Friends Like You. It's the Ides of March. Jim Peterick joining us.
A comfort zone. From years of shared emotion, a thousand jokes that we all know, a self-respect deeper than the ocean. We found the cure for a world that's so unsure. Through any weather, we fly together, birds of a feather.
Gotta love that saxophone, Miss Mindy Hebert. What a sweetheart she is. She's a friend. I got another friend, Jim Peterick, on the phone. And as I said, this show is dedicated to all the friends that are out there keeping things going. What great lyrics. There may be sorrows, but in our tomorrow, we always find some sunshine to borrow. We'll toast the future and laugh at all we've been through. You know what? We're going through hard times, but there is a future. There is a brightness. And friends get us all together. And that's why I wanted to have Jim Peterick on tonight. He's a nice guy. He's a talented guy. And I'm happy to have him here. Jim Peterick wrote that song. Jim Peterick, say hello.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. It is so good to hear your voice. It's so good to, you know, be able to reconnect with people. We all feel like we've been living on an island lately, it seems.
You know, and friends like you are hard to find. And I don't mean to be sentimental, but we've been friends for 40 years, and, you know, it's just incredible, you know, talking to you and seeing how far you've come, how far we've all come, and, you know, taking this crisis together. Friends are more important than ever. Am I right?
Yeah, that is correct. That is correct. And in just a little bit, we're going to play a new version of an older song that I was talking about prior to bringing you on, prior to playing that song, A Spirit of Chicago, a 1993 Ides classic here in Chicagoland. You've retooled it, revamped it in a video format as well as a new recording of it. And we're going to play that in a bit and we're going to talk. But first, let's talk about some other old friends. Let's talk about some kids that grew up in Berwyn and around 1963 decided, let's form a band and put some records out. And that band is still together today. All of you are still there. Talk about friendship. Talk about longevity. It's magical to be able to stay together as you guys have and still care about each other and be family like you are.
I think you might be talking about the Ides of March.
I think so.
Well, you know, I was hanging with those guys just today with the addition of Scott May, who's the newbie of the Ides. He's been with us for 32 years. But you're right. You had the year one off. 1964 was our first show.
Okay.
Not that you're lying. It's pretty close. At the VFW Hall in Berwyn, Illinois, we got $20 total. And we blew it all at Frelock's Ice Cream with Hot Fudge Sundaes, celebrating our first show. And just today, we're in the studio today. We're mixing three songs for the fans, which will be out extremely soon. No commercial, potential, just for the fans that love the Ides of March. And we have a lot of fans. We cut three songs unplugged at the Jam Lab a few days ago. We cut Layback from the Midnight Oil album, which mm-hmm. is a favorite. We hit Pepperhead, which, you know, it's never really been a recorded version of Pepperhead. So we're really pleased to do that one. And then we did Friends Like You.
Wow.
And, you know, and no Mindy, you know, and I would love Mindy, but we did a very stripped down version, two acoustic guitars and the harmony. And Colin Peterick filmed it all at the Jam Lab a few days ago. And that'll be coming out soon, and I'll send it to you.
That would be wonderful. Now, are you going to post these links and these audio files and video files on the Ides website?
Ides website, Jim Peterick Facebook and website, anywhere we can find a place to post it, you know. And Tom Lounges, I will send you all the assets.
All right. That means Paul Brown's going to have to get busy and get to work posting things.
You're darn right. Paul has been doing a great job. I kick his butt all the time.
Now, we had a listener, Glenn, that just sent me an email here and says, I love the thought of Jim having gone back home after the Survivor thing and all the big MTV days. Can you ask Jim what memories he has of that first meeting or first rehearsal again with the Ides members?
Oh, that's a great question. I remember it like it was yesterday. We were so rusty. We actually brought a turntable to the rehearsal, and we're playing the old hits to learn them again. It took 3 months to be ready to play Berwyn Summerfest in 1990. The rust never sleeps. Neil Young said it best. And we were learning it all from scratch. It was just funny. I mean, we had done Vehicle many times through the years at different functions and Mike Borch's wedding and stuff like that. But when it comes to, you know, some of the really obscure things, you know, like Mother America and All Join Hands, we were like a new band learning cover songs.
Wow. That's hysterical. I remember Bob Berglund telling me one of the first times we stopped at the home studio at your house, and he was, I think I'd asked something similar, and he goes, it took me a while. I had the bass under my bed for like 10 years or something, never took it out. Yeah, because he's in is it mortgages or something? He's in some kind of office work.
Yeah, he's a property man.
Property guy. I knew he did something like that, you know, because we all have to fall back on those real jobs from time to time. But the Ides, I mean, 55 years, Jim, for goodness sake. And you're still releasing new material. You're not doing what a lot of bands do and living off the past. Of course, you have to play Vehicle. You have to play some of the old songs. But you never stand still. None of you guys. You're constantly learning and recording and releasing and recording and releasing new albums, multiple projects in your case. What keeps the juices flowing? I mean, you've been doing this for over 50 years, you know, yourself, and you guys are still cranking out some of the best material of your career.
Well, I think it comes from the core four. We call it the core four. Larry Mills, Jim Peterick, Mike Borch, and Bob Berglund. And then the Jive Five, you add Scott May. And then there's the Grade Eight when you add the horn players. But it's that mutual love of each other, but also of the music. And, you know, Play On, of course, you know, you're very familiar with it, and thank mm-hmm. you for playing it. That was, you know, at near the end of 2019. We said this has to be our magnum opus. It's not going to be our last album. We want it to be our best album. And we hired, Fred Mollin, the great producer, Jimmy Webb producer, Linda Ronstadt, and we made the album of a career, you know. And if it had been 1970, it would be platinum, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't care. We preach to the choir. We preach to the faithful. It sold very well, and it continues to sell. And when we play live, and we will play live again, and we play those songs, and they go over like they've already been hits. You know, things like Blue Storm Rising and Rule of Three and Friends Like You. And I tell you, it's heartbreaking that some of those shows, like Mindy Hebert and the Ides of March at the Pottawatomie Casino, was postponed till the fall or maybe winter. Or, you know, we're just praying that they do get rescheduled. Because Mindy was going to come on stage with us, you know, opening with the Bone Shakers, then coming on with the Ides and jamming, you know, Friends Like You and Vehicle. And, oh, my God, it's going to be so great when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've always had some great celebrity guests with the World Stage Project. And even on this album, the Ides Play On album, Mindy, we just heard her play in there. You've got Kathy Richardson on Blue Storm. I mean, you've got so many different guests on here. Mark Farner from Grand Funk, and just on and on. And it seems like you're a magnet for great talents. And every time I talk to one of these different guys, whether it's Mark Farner or Mindy or somebody, and your name comes up, it's just one accolade after another about how wonderful of a songwriter you are, how great you are to work with. What keeps you so rooted? And Jose was just saying that, my engineer, when he picked up the phone, he goes, you know what, Jim Peterik is always so pleasant when he calls. He's just a nice guy. And someone else chimed in on my post on Facebook when I announced you were going to be here about the world's greatest rock stars, because they aren't anything, they don't act like anything better than anybody else, yet they're so talented. And I mean, this goes, it's like the family mantra, I guess, of the Ides. Everyone's so down to earth. You can see them in the street, you bump into them in the store, and you'd never know that any of you guys, except for maybe the purple hair would give it away, in your case, but you'd never know you guys were like uber talented and famous.
Well, that's the key. It really is. And that's why the people flock to the Ides of March, flock to me. It's all people of the same mind. If people, when I invite someone to World Stage and they do something that is out of the realm in a bad way, they're never asked back again. It hasn't been many of those guests.
I was going to say, I'm not going to ask you name names, but there have been a few.
Pardon me?
There have been a few that...
There have been. Okay. I can think of two that were never asked back. And, you know, it just doesn't fit the profile of musicians helping musicians.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a competition. It might have been when you were 15, but come on, we've grown up and we're helping each other.
Right.
And that's what the Ides are all about. That's what Jim Peterik is all about. And that's why I can, call up, Mark Farner on the phone. Hey, Mark, come on down to Chicago. We're writing a new album, and he'll do it. And I just talked to him today, and, he's suffering, just like we all are.
Yeah.
We want to get out. We want to play. We had a show canceled on the 22nd of May in Decatur. It was already sold out. Bo Bice, Mark Farner, Ides of March, gone. And I'm not crying the blues. It is what it is, and you have to deal with it.
Right. Well, Mark is a Midwestern boy. I remember being up in the Swamp Studios with him when I was working with a band that he was producing for us. And another one of those guys that, just so down home, and he tells stories and he cracks jokes. And, it's so nice when we deal with those kind of people. And I've dealt with so many different, musicians over the years, and I've run into my share of egos. And I know you run in even bigger circles than I do. And it's great when everybody is just everybody. And this virus, I think, has put us all on a level playing field.
Boy, you sure hope so. If this doesn't do it, nothing will. I'm telling you. And talking about homeboys, I just got off the phone right before I talked to you with Dennis DeYoung.
Hmm.
And, we're very, very good friends. We live two blocks away from each other. And, of course, we did Proof of Heaven together for the World Stage album, and that went viral. And now he's just about to release his album,
right,
on Frontiers, called 21 East. 21 East, which is his home.
Parents. Yeah, it's his old parents' home, where Styx first formed.
It's a wonderful album. But the reason we're talking to each other, he's doing a video now for With All Due Respect, which I wrote with him. It's going to be the next single on Frontiers. And it's hilariously abrasive to the establishment. With all due respect, you are an a-hole. Can I say that on the
podcast? You can say a-hole. Yes, you can.
And everybody's shouting, including his wife, Suzanne. It's a stitch. And we're starting a video tomorrow.
Wow.
And I'm going to be doing my parts. And, you know, Greg Bizarro is going to be filming it. And John Dykus. And he's so excited about it. And he's going to be, I can't tell you, some major, major television exposure. I'll let him tell you.
Okay. But, yeah, I'm going to have to give him a ring. In fact, I just mentioned his album. It'll be in the Times newspaper this Thursday about the release. And it's coming out May 22nd, boys and girls, for those that are looking for it. And 10 tracks. I think 7 were written with you. Is that correct?
6 or 7.
Yeah.
I'm
excited.
Well, I'm very, very honored to be a part of his universe. He was in such a great mood a half hour ago because the record is getting, I mean, pre-release, you know, when it goes to disc jockeys, they're flipping out. And I'm so proud.
That'll be some good stuff. We don't have that, but we do have Proof of Heaven, which is off the brand new Jim Peterik and World Stage show, Winds of Change. And again, this came out about the same time as the Ides of March 55th. So you've given me so much material, I can never know what to play. There's so much good stuff. So we're going to go to that album for a moment, and we'll be back with Jim. And we're going to be talking about that new lyric video they created. This is give you a little sample of what Dennis's album might sound like. And it's definitely what World Stage sounds like. This is Jim and Dennis and Proof of Heaven.
Tell me all you know. Whisper in my ear the secrets of the universe. We're dying all to hear. I promise not to tell. Well, maybe just my wife. Please explain the mystery they call the afterlife.
of heaven? Look around you. There's angels everywhere right now. It's true. They're out there. They're saving lives. They're working in the hospitals. They're working in the grocery stores. They are guarding our streets. They're keeping everybody safe. They're doing their best. You know, the old adage is that that God doesn't give you more than you can deal with. And boy, he dealt us a good one this time. But we're getting through it. And we're getting through it in many ways because of music. Music is a medicine. It keeps us grounded. It keeps us together. It doesn't stop. The tours may have stopped. If you looked at the recent cover of Billboard magazine, it sent a chill down my spine when it came in the mail. It was a COVID virus on the cover of Billboard, and half of it was cut out. And instead of saying the show must go on, the headline was "When the Show Can't Go On," and it was an empty arena. And it was devastating to someone that's in the music business. But you know what? The musicians out there, they said, suck it up, Buttercup. Let's turn on our phones, our cameras. Let's go to places like the Jam Lab. Let's go to places like the Spot Studio with John Huber here in Indiana. And let's make music for the people that are sitting at home. And you can watch it on your YouTube. You can watch it on your phone, on your Facebook. And nothing can stop the music. And if there's anyone that's living proof of that, it's Jim Peterick. He's my guest. And we were just talking about his work with Dennis DeYoung. That song features both of those Chicago legends. The new album, 26 East, Volume 1 from Dennis, coming out May 22nd. Jim, I got to say, last time I talked to Dennis, it was a couple years ago, and you know, his last album prior to that was in 2009. It was 100 years from now. And he said, you know what? I'm done. I'm done making new music. I'm not going to release records. You know, at my age, I got nothing else to say or do or whatever. And I said, but Jim Peterick's still doing it. And he goes, well, Jim's got things to say. And he kind of chuckled. And now you've got him doing it again. He's got a new album. You collaborated on that song, which I think lit the fire under him. And I hear there's another album in the works because so many songs were created.
I kicked his butt.
And I guess.
He admits it. He said, if it wasn't for you, Jim, I would have no new album. And he thanked me so much. And I said, and the thing I said to him that made the difference, we were sitting at the table eating dinner with our wives, and I said, Dennis, the world needs your music. And he never forgot that. And it's not about anything other than that. Mm-hmm. If it sells 5,000, if it sells 5 million, there are people that your music means so much to. And you're right, there is another album. It's, Frontiers is releasing the album in two parts. He had so much material that it wouldn't fit on one album. So the next album, again, I'm associated with four or five cuts. And it's as good as the first, if not better.
Great. I can't wait to hear this stuff. I really can't. I can't wait to get Dennis back on the phone and talk and to see you guys perform. I remember when you were playing with him at the Star Plaza, weren't you? Didn't you guys open with Pride of Lions or one of the groups, one of the many groups?
Well, a couple times, you okay. know. But the time I remember is when I was doing the songs.
Yes.
And I had that, you know, a fiddle player and a pedal steel, and he had me open for them, and you know, the Styx fans were scratching their heads and going, and then they liked what I was doing. But yeah, he was just great to let me open for him.
So you've got this new version of a great old song, Spirit of Chicago. Now, you wrote that in 1993, and it's almost like a sports anthem at times. Back then, anyway, it reminded me of a sports anthem. It's all about the bravado of being in the Windy City, in the city of big shoulders, and city by the lake. Give it all these different terms, but it's all about Chicago. And Chicago has this uniqueness to it, just like New York or L.A. does. L.A. we can throw away. Let's say New York and Chicago. Those are cities with character. Those are cities where men are men, women are women, and people stand together and lock arms and face anything. And you kind of capture that in that song. But it takes a new life with the lyrical video that you and Paul Brown and the guys have created because you're showing pictures of the frontline workers. You're showing iconic images of Chicago, whether it's the buildings or the statues. You're showing the people on the street. You're showing the lake. You're showing the pain, the suffering, but more you're showing the hope, the rainbow that's coming after the storm. And we're going to play that song in just a second here, but tell me where did the idea to do this video And again, you can find the video link on jimpeterick.com and idesofmarch.com. There are links. You can also go to YouTube and just type in Spirit of Chicago and it'll come up. It's very easy to find. And I do encourage all my listeners to please look at this and enjoy this because it will inspire you, not just the song, but the visual that goes with it, which has the lyrics. So you can sing along with it if you choose. But Jim, where did the idea to take this song and apply it to this horrible situation we're in today to make it an uplifting moment?
Well, you know, a song, to me, a great song is universal. And it covers many decades, many centuries sometimes. Look at Mozart. But, you know, all of a sudden, I realized Spirit of Chicago is even more apropos than it was in 1993 when we presented it to Mayor Daley, and he loved it. Because of the city coming together all around the COVID-19, you know, what do you call it? Tragedy. And it's the nature of the brave to rise above. It's the spirit of Chicago. And we have images of Mayor Lightfoot and, of course, Governor Pritzker, but also, and more importantly, in some ways, the first responders. And the nurses and doctors on the front line risking their lives with patients. And it seemed so appropriate. And I called everybody that was on this record way back in 93. And you're talking about Dennis DeYoung again. He doesn't even remember singing this in 93. he said, I sounded pretty good. I said, yeah, you did. He said, except I don't remember doing it. Well, you did it. There you are. And the late Gary Loizo and Chris Dick Eastman, who helped me write it, and Kathy Richardson and Frankie Sullivan of Survivor, Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick. So many great artists. Jim Ellison of Material Issue, the late, great, iconic Chicago rocker. It's a postcard of 93, but it couldn't be any more relevant right now.
Right. Well, we're going to play that song. I want everybody to listen to it. And again, you can find it on YouTube. Just type in Spirit of Chicago. Go to the IDES website, go to Jim's website, and make a point to share this on your Facebook or your Instagram or whatever those social things are that you young folks are doing out there. I'm kind of clueless. I don't have a Paul Brown in my pocket, so I don't have any help on that. But you can find it because Jim is a great team and they've put it out there. And again, Spirit of Chicago. Let's turn it up. And listen.
We'll carry on with heart and soul.
Chicago. We'll stand as one because the best will come tomorrow. There is going to be a tomorrow. There is going to be a sunrise. There's going to be rainbows, and there's going to be all kinds of fun stuff going on. We're going to be back in the parks. We're going to be playing shows. It may take a little while, but it's going to come. You got to have faith in that. And watch this video. You see more smiling faces in this video than in any video I've seen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's a crisis time. But it just goes to show you, Jim, that even though there's empty halls and there's empty rooms and it's everybody's serious and they're wearing masks and they're scared and they're stressed, there's still this certain burning, if you will, that just keeps everyone saying, we're moving forward. We're Chicago. We're Indiana. We're the Midwest. We're the region, because we're tough out here. We are tough.
Absolutely. And I wanted to mention John Melnick, who made some great vocal contributions, and Indiana's old David Carl.
That's right. Dave's on this.
Yes, he is. And if I missed anybody, there's so many stars on this. But as I'm listening to it on the phone, it gave me goosebumps. It's just so relevant. I absolutely love the song, and I wrote it, but, you know.
Right. Had you listened to it recently until the idea struck you to let's resurrect this?
Exactly. You know, it never went away. It was always on my mind because I never thought it got its due back in 93, even though Mayor Daley loved it. And we're trying to get it. If anybody out there in the radio land knows Mayor Lightfoot, we're trying to get it to Mayor Lightfoot. I think we have a source, but we would love it if she or Pritzker or both of them adopted as kind of an anthem for Chicago and Illinois.
That's
would
a great
be
idea.
So wonderful.
Well, you know, I know how you can reach her, Jim. All you have to do is throw a really big party, and she'll come and stomp on you. She is a feisty lady.
You are good. You are good.
So we're going to have a really big party at Jim's house, and we'll leak it out, and then she'll come and she'll arrest us all. And then you can pitch her on it.
You are hilarious. I'm going to do it.
But I was going to ask you if she had contacted you, if you'd been in touch with her to see what her thoughts are on it. I just think you need to send that to, I mean, I know you've got a really good connection because you're always on WGN. If they could show this on some of the network news, you know she's going to see it. And I think everybody should see it. And I think it would be a perfect situation to it inspire people just to watch it on the news, because everything is numbers and doom and gloom and flatten the curve. And it's scary to watch the news. And then maybe they could throw that in at the end or at the beginning and just say, look, there is still hope. Here, Jim's telling us about it. I just think that the media at large would embrace this song and this video.
Well, I do too. And it's funny you mentioned Empty Arena, which is another one of my songs that has been getting a lot of play. And it's all a song about, you know, I was watching the TV about a month and a half ago, and I saw the Black Crowes playing their reunion concert to an empty arena, and it just really touched me. Here's a great band that is trying any way they can to get their music out to the fans. And I sat down at the piano and I wrote Empty Arena. So if anybody wants to hear that song, you can hear it on, you know, of course you can download it on iTunes or Spotify. But, you know, it's the big hook is, this is the sound of one hand clapping in the empty arena. Hope is contagious more than any disease. And that's the key phrase.
Now, when did you write that?
That was about a month ago.
Okay.
And I did a pledge drive with Colin Peterick at the Jam Lab, and we raised $5,000 for music carers, just from people that called in or actually, you know, emailed us and pledged money. It was a very rewarding concert.
How is Colin doing? Colin and Meredith, they are sprouting that family now. You're a granddaddy, and you've got to a new plateau. You and Karen are at a new plateau now in life. And how inspiring is that as a songwriter, to look down and see your progeny doing so well, and now to see a third generation?
Oh, my God. It's overwhelming. We went to Saugatuck. We have a place there in Michigan, and we just chilled out with Colin and Meredith and the two kids, Maisie, three years, 4 months, and Colby, 1 year, 4 months, and had a blast. We hiked the dunes, very socially distanced, and cooked in and had. Being a granddad and a grandma is the greatest thing in the world.
Are they showing any? Well, obviously the one-year-old probably not, but are they showing any musical aptitude? Because Colin certainly is a chip off the old block.
Oh, my God. Both of them are. It's crazy. Meredith just sent me a recording of Maisie singing. Her vibrato is amazing. Her pitch is amazing. And Colby, he's totally a ham. If you put on vehicle... He'll go rocking back and forth in his chair.
That's adorable. That is totally adorable. You're going to have to sample them at some point or have them guest on one of the next albums.
Going to have to do it.
Be the proud papa out there.
So, hey, you know, I wanted to tell you one other thing that's a scoop. I wrote a song with Robert Lamb of Chicago. It's called Everything's Going to Work Out Fine. And it's going to be released extremely soon with the Chicago Horn Section, and I'm doing a duet with the new tenor singer of Chicago, Neil Donen, and it's pretty terrific, and I can't wait for people to hear this song. It's such an honor to work with Robert Lamb, who's such a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Watch for that.
What kept you here in Chicago? And again... There's a lot of nice people in all parts of the world, and a lot of our very nice musicians, very talented musicians from this area, have moved to the coast or moved somewhere else and left Chicago. You and Dennis never left. I that's one of the parallels between the two of you, and now you're literally on the same block practically. But you never left. I mean, the other guys all moved, you know, whether it's the guys in Enough's Enough or some of the Buckinghams or whoever. You know, they come back home, and Chicago's always home, but... They don't live here anymore. Disturbed, all these great bands that came from here. You never left. Dennis never left. What is it about Chicago that makes you stay?
Well, you know, it's the people. It really is. It's the friendship. It's the kind of people. They're warm. They're talkative, you know. And I always, tongue-in-cheek, I say it's the pan pizza at Gino's, Uno's, not Gino's, Uno's and Due's downtown, Lou Malnati's. It's the Cubs, the Sox, the Bulls, the Bears, the Hawks. I mean, come on, it's the greatest sports town in the world. But it's really about the people. They're down to earth. I mean, talk to someone like Jim Belushi. You know, that's Chicago. We just were hanging with Joe Mantegna, who I went to high school with.
I love that guy.
He had a band called the Weasels. And I was 11 years old watching the Talented Teen Search, and the Weasels are there with their fright wigs, pretending they're the Beatles, and they're playing Money. Best things in life are free, you know. And I'm going, these guys are cool. And, you know, of course, Joe Mantegna went on to form the Apocryphals and then to great fame. In acting, and this is another scoop for Tom Lounges. We're doing a big version of Sweet Home Chicago. Jason Brett, a great playwright who did the Cubs play that was just out in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of rallied the troops, rallied the Chicago people like Joe Mantegna and Kurt Elling and myself, and we're doing a giant jam on Sweet Home Chicago, and Joe Mantegna is a part of that. So I can't wait. I'm taping that on Thursday, and I can't wait for this.
So will that be released on YouTube, or is that for TV? Or
God knows what's going to happen with that. I'm just a player in a rock and roll band, you know.
That's a great song to jam to. We just did a blues thing here. One of my last concerts I produced at the Art Theater, and it was a blues review. And we had Muddy's youngest son, Joseph Mojo Morgan Field, and we had Liz Mandeville, and we had a bunch of other blues players from the region here. And we all got up, and as the producer of the show, they pulled me up there, and we're all singing Sweet Home Chicago. And as bad as I sing, it was so much fun. We watched the video, and it's like, who cares if we're off key or whatever? That song it's the song that makes it. It's not the singers. And I can't wait to see you guys. Of course, you guys got a lot more talent than I do.
Well, whatever. You're talented in your own ways, baby.
What have we not talked about, Jim? We only got about 5 minutes left. And I want to definitely play another song here before we say goodbye. What's left? What's next, I should say? I imagine with the downtime you've had because of the COVID, you've had a little extra time on your hands. Of course, you got a studio at home that's beautiful and state-of-the-art. What's been keeping you busy?
Well, we just finished the new Pride of Lions record.
Excellent.
Toby Hitchcock, your good friend, and me. And, of course, Eddie Breckenfeld on drums, Mike Aquino on guitar, Christian Cullen on keyboards. And this time, Colin Peterick played drums on one of the tracks, along with Kevin Campbell, his bass player. That they do, of course, the tribute band, Brooklyn Charmers, the Steely Dan tribute band together. But the album turned out tremendously. Serafino, Frontier's CEO, absolutely thinks it's the best Pride of Lions record yet. Can't wait for you to hear it. It's called Lionheart. And it's going to be out in the fall. And we just couldn't be more thrilled with that. So we just buttoned that up, and it was just mastered. And we're very excited about it. Also, I was just on NBC Sports Chicago. When they had a big COVID fundraiser, and you know, a lot of sports figures, you know, were on that show. But musically, there's the Plain White Tees, and at 10 o'clock, I did a version of "Eye of the Tiger," unplugged in the studio. And in the second verse, something very unusual happened. Bob Berglund, my cohort, bass player in the Ides of March, and my manager, said, "Jim, did you see?" Keith Urban do a duet with himself. Actually, three Keith Urbans doing "Higher Love" on a COVID marathon. So I watched it, and there's one Keith Urban, then there's another one doing harmony, then the third one, and it was all seamless. It wasn't like they were in boxes. Mm-hmm. They were looked like they were jamming together. And Bob says, "We got to do that." So when NBC called me, I did a version of "Eye of the Tiger," and in the second verse, this yo-yo called Jimbo with his top hat comes bopping onto the scene, and there's two Jimbos jamming on "Eye of the Tiger," and the thing went crazy.
Wow.
It went viral. And so if anybody wants to check it out, NBC Sports Chicago, go on their website and see this. It was just a hoot.
You have so much fun. You know, it's just amazing. I mean, you're always having a good time. That's got to be keeping you young, because you act younger than most young guys I know. And you've been doing this 50 years. So God bless you.
Well, thank you, man. And Tom, back to you. Same for you. The music keeps us vital and inspired. And that's why I love you, man. You just got the energy, man. You got the vibe. Ever since, you know, Point East, I've known it.
Yeah, those are a long time ago. Long time ago. But like you say on the album, sometimes it's the first day of your life. And I think that's a great song to close with.
Excellent.
First day of your life. And Jim, we'll be talking again. Stay safe. Love to the family. And keep on rocking, my brother.
Back at you, Tommy. Thank you.
All righty. You're listening to Lakeshore Public Radio, Midwest Beats. One final song of the evening before I bid you fond adieu. Jim Peterick has been our guest. Be sure to check out the new album, 55th Anniversary, Play On. You're going to hear a song from it right now. And don't forget to get on board and check out Spirit of Chicago. Google it. You'll find it.
Got that blackbird sitting up on your shoulder. There's a black dog lying on your lap. You got those naysayers saying your time is over. But baby, there's no future been living in the past. I've got no crystal ball, but I can see it out. Grab it now before it slips away. Your birthday. This could be the first day of your life. I can see a new day coming.
of your life. This could be the first day of your life. Whoa.